Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network. I am Chris Landry, bringing you another edition of the Landry Football Podcast, breaking down everything in football. We're going to talk about another aspect of free agency, players that are going to get more money than you might think they would get. And this is one of the interesting things about free agency. One is, can my team go get this guy, or how much is this guy going to make? But it is maybe when the rising tide raises all ships theory takes place, when guys that are okay end up getting big money, because it does all come down to supply and demand. So we're going to address that here about who might get more money, or who I think is going to get more money than maybe you might be thinking out there. A reminder, though, you can get even more detailed film room breakdowns at LandryFootball.com for all the latest on college football, the NFL, you name it, we got it. Take advantage of our scouting season offer today. It'll take you through the scouting season all the way through next football season. It's the best deal that we have going. Also, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network. Wherever you get your podcasts, you won't regret it. You'll get all of our football shows. So, with free agency hitting officially on Wednesday, and technically, unofficially, the negotiating windows now, you're going to have some guys that come across with contracts that you're going to, you know, raise your eyebrows and say, how did that happen? Teams and agents have been talking numbers and potential contract structures for weeks now, and the deals are going to start rolling in one after the other. Now, this is not a great free agent class overall, but a large number of players are going to get paid. And they're teams that are prepared to spend. And in a win-now mode, where the owners are chomping at the bit to say, hey, why can't we have this turnaround? And with the salary cap increased by $16.6 million from $208.2 to $224.8, cap's going to take a significant jump next offseason. So let's, take a look at some guys. You know, while players like Jesse Bates and Orlando Brown and Tremaine Edmonds and Jerron Hargrave are set to headline the free agent market, Deron Payne getting his deal. And people kind of understand and expect that and are okay with that. But there, the other guys that are going to get paid really good, and you're going to say, huh, how did that happen? The first guy is safety in slot cover guy CJ Corner Johnson from the Eagles. The Eagles acquired him before the start of the season for a pair of day three picks from the Saints, and he played a massive role in their secondary. He finished the year tied for the lead with six interceptions despite missing five games. His production at age 25 and his versatility is going to make him a hot commodity on the open market. And the Eagles, with so many guys that they've got to sign, they're going to have to make a decision on him just like on anybody else. Some they're going to be able to keep, some they just simply are not. Jimmy Garoppolo, quarterback of the Niners. His health is his primary concern. He's missed 32 games to injury since 16. The 1 year he did miss any games was the 19 season when the Niners made it to the Super Bowl. He's got a quick release. He's got experience. He's good in the locker room. And he's proven to be a viable starter, which is something that some teams still don't have. An advantage that he has in free agency is his connections around the league. Kyle Shanahan, Bill Belichick's coaching trees, Josh McDaniels in Vegas, Robert Saleh in the Jets, D'Amico Ryans and Bobby Slowick with the Texans, and Ron Corthon with the Titans. Familiarity goes a long way in the NFL, at any position, particularly at quarterback. It's not going to be a surprise if Garoppolo gets a deal somewhere between what Geno Smith is likely going to get at $35 per year and Derek Carr at $40 million per year. Again, that may surprise you. Derek Carr getting $40 million may surprise you. Geno Smith getting $32, $35 million, which I think is what he's going to get, it may surprise you. Supply and demand, Garoppolo's going to get in that range. Wide receiver Jacoby Myers. The wide receiver market is not strong, and the positions draft class is not as stacked as it was in previous years. This is going to benefit Myers, who should get at least $13 million a year. The 26-year-old former undrafted free agent finished 2022 with 67 catches, 804 yards, 6 touchdowns, 14 games for the Patriots. He caught 70% of his targets, ranking 10th among all receivers. Simply put, he could not have found a better time to be a free agent, especially after last year's spike in pay at the position. So look for him to get a bigger than expected deal. How about Jamal Dean, the corner? Started 38 games in 4 seasons with the Bucs, including 15 this past year. His first as a full-time starter. 6'1", he's 206 pounds. He's physical and press. He matches up well with big body receivers on the ball, an on-the-ball defender. He allowed a completion percentage of just 51.9% during the past 2 years. He's 26. He's going to be a highly coveted player, and it's likely going to take him north of $13 million, probably in the $14-14.5 million a year range. Dalton Schultz ranks 4th in receptions, a tight end, 7th in yards, 5th in touchdown among all tight ends in the past 3 years. He's one of 7 tight ends with 2,000 or more yards during that stretch. Travis Kelce, George Kittle, T.J. Hockenson, Mark Andrews, Dallas Goedert, Darren Waller are the others. Schultz also brings value as a run blocker, something he's improved on throughout his career. The Cowboys used a franchise tag on him last year, but he'll hit the open market. Expect him to get over $10 million a year. Don't know that Dallas is going to be able to get it done, but look for him to get in the north of $10 million a year range. The guard, Isaiah Seumalo, is the least talked about offensive lineman on the Eagles' offensive front, but he is outstanding. He's 29 years old, can play all 3 interior line positions, started all 20 games in 22 after playing just 12 games the previous 2 years because of knee and foot injuries. Expect him to land somewhere in the $8-8.5 million, between $8 to $11 million range. And I think that may surprise some folks, but his quality of play, his age, still got a lot of football in him, and his versatility is going to help him. What about Juwan Taylor, the offensive tackle, 2nd-round pick of the Jags, coming off his best season, particularly from a pass protection standpoint? He's 25. He's been durable. He started every game he's played, including 100% of the Jags snaps in 19, 20, 21, and 98% of the snaps in 22. Zach Allen is another guy that's going to get probably more money than you might think. I racked up 95 tackles, 9.5 sacks, 61 pressures, 12 pass breakups. You look, he was in the same defensive line room with the J.J. Watt in that span, and he gave Watt a ton of credit for helping him. Looking to add pass rushes is something everybody is doing. He's just 26. He's going to get more money and eye-raising money out there. Bobby Okereke, 3rd-round pick in 19. He's been a full-time starter for 2 seasons. Took a nice step forward this year with 151 tackles, 6 tackles for losses, 5 passes defended, 2 forced fumbles. He showed he can play more than one linebacker spot during his 4 years with the Colts. The off-ball linebacker market is reasonably deep, but Okereke could have a decent market, I think. Draymond Jones, the interior defensive lineman for the Broncos, 3rd-round pick in 19. He's had 22 sacks in his first 4 seasons, 138 quarterback pressures. They're top 20 among all interior defensive linemen during that stretch. Still got room for improvement, but contracts are all about projecting forward rather than rewarding past production. With him turning 26 in January, he could do well in the open market. Look for him to land an annual value of $14-18 million per year. So those are some of the guys. It's not a complete list. David Long, the linebacker, Jonathan Jones, the corner, Ben Powers, the guard, Andrew Wiley, the tackle, Julian Love, the safety, Bradley Bozeman, the center, and Greg Gaines, the defensive tackle, are other guys that are, I think, top 100 level free agents, but maybe guys that you're not as familiar with that will get more money on the open market than you might think. A reminder, you can get more detailed breakdowns of information like this on free agency, the draft, the NFL during the season, out of season, college football, out of season, in season, transfer portal, recruiting, you name it, we got it for you at LandryFootball.com. Make sure that you sign up for the scouting season offer. It's the best one that we have going. Also, a reminder to subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network wherever you get your podcasts so that you don't miss any of our football content. Enjoy it, folks. Talk to you again next time, everyone.